Marco Werman, and this is The World. I've been looking at some photographs taken by our first guest on The World today. They're of people in Nepal, and they're hurting. Lots of broken bones, babies trying to breathe inside homemade respirators, a mother trying unsuccessfully to revive her child, all victims of injuries sustained during the earthquake in Nepal on Saturday. More than 5,000 people are known to have died, and aid still has not arrived in some of the worst-hit towns near the epicenter. Nepal's government says it's been overwhelmed by the destruction. Patrick Adams is the photojournalist I was talking about a moment ago. He's been living and working in Nepal since February, and I asked him where he was when the quake struck on Saturday.
I was at a hotel called the Shangri-La. It's near Tamil, near the backpacker zone. And it's nice because it's a bit of a sanctuary from the city, which is pretty crazy. And I was just sitting there having a coffee, as I do most days, doing some work on my laptop. And, you know, things started falling off the walls and the earth was moving. And it took a few seconds to register that it was an earthquake. And then but, you know, when you get here, I don't know if you've been here, but you hear a lot about the earthquake that will inevitably come. And so I thought a lot about it and kind of imagined that happening, but didn't actually think it would happen while I was here. And then, of course, it happened, and I ran out into the courtyard and was just really, you know, stunned, and found myself actually in an embrace with one of the gardeners who was weeding the grass right next to the table I had been sitting at. And we were just trying to stabilize one another. It was a surreal moment.
Wow. So that was that initial scene, chaos, not really knowing what's going on. What's changed over the last 3 days or so?
The first day I was at the hospital mainly, and a lot of cases were coming in, and it was chaotic, and it was a grim scene. Since then, you know, a lot of order has been restored, I guess you could say, to the hospital's operation. Fewer cases coming in. Outside of Kathmandu is now, I think, where the focus is shifting, although I'm sure there are still rescue operations going on in the city.
And the hospitals in Kathmandu kind of represent the best hospitals, perhaps the only really good hospitals in all of Nepal. So are a lot of injured people being flown in from villages?
Yes, they are. I actually I spoke with a couple of people who'd come from very far away with broken limbs to get treatment. I met one woman named Himali, who is 23. She was a bus driver. She is a bus driver in Jumla district, which is quite far away, and had both of her arms and legs broken by a wall that had fallen on the bus. And she then took a bus, I think 6 hours, to Kathmandu, you know, with these broken limbs. I guess they were splinted at the time. But these people are tough. It's just amazing when you talk to these people how resilient they are and with such grace that they've endured this.
I was really kind of struck with some of the footage I saw of the temples that are completely destroyed in Kathmandu, but also just how close they are to some of the residential houses and apartments in the city. Did you go to any of the sites where those temples were destroyed?
Yes, I visited Patan Durbar Square, Kathmandu Durbar Square, and both of those have lost temples. I mean, these are magnificent sites. I mean, it was really hard to believe that you had just been walking by this, you know, ornate, beautiful temple, and now these things are just completely ruined. They're gone. It's staggering. That really takes away from some of the luster of the city. It's really sad to see that go.
Have you spoken with Nepalese? I mean, what does this mean to them to see these ancient temples just gone?
I think they're heartbroken. I was standing by Patan Durbar Square the other day, and you could, you know, people were just coming up and snapping a few pictures and just sort of shaking their heads, I think, in just sadness.
Photojournalist Patrick Adams speaking with me from Kathmandu. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can see some of Patrick Adams' photos I was talking about earlier. We've posted them at PRI.org.